Welcome to Abu Ali Express Telegram. A lot happening today, from Yemen to Gaza, even the Vatican.
Indeed, it's a whirlwind of news. Those intercepted missiles and the drone headed towards Israel from Yemen are a serious concern.
Absolutely. And with 33 American strikes on Houthi targets in Yemen this month, it seems the pressure is really on.
It appears so. But the Houthis are still claiming responsibility for launching a ballistic missile towards Nevatim Air Base. A persistent threat.
I see. It's interesting how the American strikes are impacting their capabilities. They seem less frequent, but still potent. Switching gears, what about the Pope's funeral? Trump and Zelensky having a private meeting there. That's significant.
Definitely a noteworthy development. And with Trump's comments about pressuring Israel to get food and medicine into Gaza, well, it's adding fuel to an already complex fire.
Got it. It seems like everyone's vying for attention on the world stage today. That explosion in Bandar Abbas port in southern Iran, though, that's a major incident. Hundreds of casualties reported.
A devastating event. It reminds me a bit of the Beirut port explosion. The scale of destruction, just tragic. And with the Iran nuclear talks happening in Oman at the same time, it adds another layer of complexity to the situation.
You know, it's almost too much to process. From clashes between Indian and Pakistani expats in London to the Syrian government trying to appease the US, the world is a tangled web today.
Speaking of tangled webs, that analysis of the 200 shekel banknote replacement idea is fascinating. A potential economic weapon against Hamas?
Interesting. It's certainly a bold proposal. But what about the impact on ordinary Gazans? The cash flow problems, the barter system, it's a delicate balance.
Exactly. There are so many unintended consequences to consider. It's not a simple solution. And with the news of Israeli soldiers killed in Gaza, the tension just keeps escalating.
It's heartbreaking, a stark reminder of the human cost of these conflicts. And with Hamas rejecting peace proposals, it's hard to see a way out.
It's a grim outlook, but even amidst the chaos, there are glimmers of hope. The Druze religious leaders visiting Israel from Syria, the reunion after 22 years, it's a reminder of our shared humanity.
You're right. It's important to hold on to those moments of connection, especially in times like these. And with Hussein Sheikh officially named as Abbas's successor, a new chapter is beginning for Palestine.
A new chapter indeed. What it holds remains to be seen. But with so much happening around the world, one thing is certain. Tomorrow will bring more news, more challenges, and hopefully more moments of hope.
Thanks for joining me today on Abu Ali Express Telegram. Until next time, goodbye.
Bye-bye.